One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
Oh, hello. It's the Second Shot Podcast. We're doing a mobile episode.
A remote episode. We're not driving while we record this.
We could.
Just so you know, listeners.
I mean, we could do that. I could set up the whole suit equipment in my car. See if there's like a car adapter for this thing.
That would be an exciting episode in tonight's road conditions.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's real timely that we're going to be talking about this like a week later. But yeah, the roads are fucking horrible. I was like not prepared for this. I was literally like at work today and everyone's just like, oh, I'm just prepping for this winter snowstorm. And everyone's like rolling their eyes. Like, I'm just getting beer. And like, we're all just like nonchalant about this shit. And there's, we go out there and they're like, what the fuck?
Which makes it perfect that we chose to record at my house today. Cause I didn't have to go anywhere. So
that's true. So yeah, if this sounds a little, different, that's because I'm not used to this setup, but
oh, that sounds better. Better sound insulation in this room or whatever that's called.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, there's less wood.
Acoustics, if you will.
Well, I guess the amount of loose wood that's in this room is probably equal to my table. Like, my cat's not wandering around during the episode, so that helps.
That's good.
I'm George Dunn.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say our names. I'm Devin Newsom. If you're listening to this, probably you know who we are.
Probably. You're either one of our friends or you're just one of our friends. Someone just came across this thing. We are joined today by, I'm going to say, Baron Lawyer. His name is Baron Lawyer. It's not his real name. There are so many names being thrown at me.
Baron Lawyer.
Yeah. Baron Lawyer. Okay, we'll go with Baron Lawyer.
It's on my birth certificate.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll go with that.
He is a baron and a lawyer.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's his name and his job.
And Baron Davis usually don't go for jobs. Baron Davis is my father. So
he also can't bear children.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, or I'm happy for you. I don't know. You live in California. I don't know your crazy ways.
Yeah. We have sex with each other.
I have sex with people too.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
What's sex?
So it's when a man and a woman kind of like think they're okay, or they're just very lonely, and then they do feet stuff.
Yep.
That makes complete sense, and I realize now that I have done that.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad.
You ever seen pregnant feet? Ooh.
I've seen toes with warts on them, but I remember my toe has warts on them, so
nice.
On it.
You should put it on the internet.
I should. I honestly probably make some money off my hairy knuckles.
Yeah.
I got little hobbit toes.
Money off my hairy knuckles. Oh, man.
The George Dunn story.
Yeah, the George Dunn story.
Well, how are you, Darren, right?
Yep.
Did I say it right? Okay.
Darren,
okay.
Lawyer.
Darren like, Sawyer. So, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm getting so much anxiety.
Karen, Ohio is my nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm enjoying Cleveland. It's very horrible outside, and I was not prepared. I'm wearing skate shoes.
Yeah, so am I. My work shoes are skate shoes, and they're just fucking soaked right now.
For listeners, Aaron is joining us from the Terminator state of California.
The heathenistic.
The official state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the Terminator state
of
California.
He's not the governator anymore, but you know.
Yeah.
But
he's like woke now or something.
Well, like he's like making Republicans tolerable right now. he's found a way to do that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think he's in cahoots. He's getting paid from Trump.
Well, they had that whole Trump. Yeah, he got fired already. Like the show got canceled, and there was that whole hubbub of like Schwarzenegger being like, oh, Trump's an idiot and stuff like that, even while the show was still airing.
That's what Trump's about. He's about drama. Of course he's going to have...
Yeah, but Schwarzenegger was the one who was bringing all that.
Yeah, but he is a great actor, so he could, be acting his way through those scenes.
I am legitimately...
through those videos.
I almost, like, went off on you about calling him a great actor, but I kind of agree with you. And, like, I have things in the works with stuff with Schwarzenegger right now, so I'm kind of like, I won't say it on air because I've told you several... I've said this before, that I've talked about things on the podcast, like other podcast ideas and stuff like that.
Yes.
Where I'm like, people just steal my ideas.
Well, are we going to do an episode on Schwarzenegger?
I'd love to do an episode on Schwarzenegger.
I want to talk about him.
I love Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be better than this one.
It's going to be a lot better. But that one won't have Karen Ohio on it. So, but like I was saying, Karen.
Yes.
You are from California. Well,
I'm from here.
You're coming here from California, but listeners, do not be scared because he is originally from the great state of Ohio.
216, hey.
Cleveland.
Maple Heights, stand up.
Yeah, Beechwood.
Beechwood. Yeah, yeah.
Rocky River.
Geography.
What's that movie theater that was down there?
What, Beechwood? Or Rocky River?
Yeah, it was like... it was like a big movie theater. It had like IMAX and shit.
Crocker Park.
That's not Rocky River. That's Westlake.
That's Westlake.
Sure.
Crocker Park's the one that's like the big movie theater around here.
Hey.
Yeah. Westlake.
I happen to work in
Westlake. Westlake, keeping it dirty.
There's some crazy shit that happens in Westlake.
Yeah, there's a lot of heroin there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of drug activity. Yeah. We had a guy come in our store one morning at like 4 a.m, like this black shit all over his face, and just a button-up shirt, halfway buttoned up, no shoes, no socks,
no
pants, but underwear, luckily.
Ooh. Mm-mm.
And he was whacked out of his mind. He's like, I'm just looking for some lemons. And my coworker's like, what the fuck's going on? What is this? Reached for a knife, like was ready to like stab this dude. Luckily, security had been tailing him throughout Crocker Park.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was like a guy that lived in there that was really rich that he said, he's on some new medications. But really, acids. He was... doing fucking drugs probably, and he was caught by he was seen by security outside eating mulch, and that was all the black shit all over his face. Yeah, so
that's pretty crazy.
I had a friend who jumped out of his mom's van in those ditches over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like trying to kill himself. He just jumped out of a moving car into those ditches. And then just kind of like passed out there, and his mom just drove away.
Well, he's gone.
Yes.
There's no saving him. He jumped
into
a ditch.
She's not a good mom.
He's dead. He literally got ditched.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
I just see a bunch of homeless people have sex a lot, which is...
Oh, man. I went to LA like 2 years ago, and like I was surprised at how like casual people just treat homelessness out there. Like people just set up tents on the street.
Oh, yeah. It's like normal. It's like you see like... homeless people all the time, or like they have like cities, like tent cities and shit, mm-hmm. and under bridges. It's just like, oh,
I mean, it's cool that they're not Hoover just like towns. Fucking with people, like as much as someone like here, like we're putting like spikes and shit under our bridges, like which is like, how dare you sleep in this place that no one uses?
Yeah,
can't have the public seeing somebody sleeping.
Yeah,
well, they should pull themselves up by their bootstraps, you know.
Yeah,
they should do that.
Obviously.
They
but you only
boots,
help those who have the means to help themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or else you're a communist.
Jesus. That was actually his quote.
So how often do you see homeless people having sex? That's what I'm interested in.
Probably twice a year.
Twice a year? That's pretty often, I think. Because I haven't seen it twice in my life.
I feel like that's disappointing for me. I kind of get off on that. So. I find that on the internet. Like, it's like the new bum fights, but it's less mean.
Yeah.
Bum fucks.
Bum fucks.
That's what that word means.
Remember bum fights?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of
that was mean.
Up.
I hated that shit. Like, ugh. I had friends
I
who were like,
when
you
I was a kid,
come
but I realized it was fucked up.
Yeah, it's real fucked up. Ugh. People are dumb.
Way to bum us out, George.
Sorry.
This is...
I did have I did date this girl once who her family movie night was Faces of Death.
Oh.
So I mean like I don't know what kind of like levels I'm on anymore.
Yeah. Was this the Manson family?
Or it was her mom, her grandma, and her. And then we're like kind of like anal beginning to get on the couch.
You were laying on the couch with their mom and grandma?
No, they're with her. There were like two different couches. Yeah,
I think
a sectional. I don't know. Like, but and then like the scene, the footage of that in the Twilight Zone movie, There's like a prop helicopter that falls and it's supposed to like land in the water, and it's the cable snapped and it killed the main actor and two children. And it just shows us it's silent footage and everything, and it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
And I'm like going for her boob. Like you know, like not like before all of this. And then this I mean, like, I'm already watching Faces of Death, so I don't really have an excuse here, but like, yeah.
Like, I'm touching a boob tonight. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I'm fucking
like,
17. I'm watching a boob. I'm touching a boob. Like, yeah. I don't care how many people are murdered in front of me. But like, that was a weird. No wonder I am the way I am.
I remember the most awkward time I reached for a boob. That's something to think about. Like, there's probably. Do you have a time? Like,
I have to. Like,
there's gotta be something.
My first like 9 sexual encounters were like horrible.
9?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were pretty bad.
List them all right now.
All right.
1.
I had sex in a car outside of our DIY venue like 6 years ago.
Car sex is the worst. I hate car sex.
So bad.
Oh, never had good car sex.
Yeah. I have to think.
That's why I think.
Yeah, it's just way too many.
I had sex outside Crocker Park movie theater once in a car. Does that count? That's pretty cool. Am I cool now? Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
if I redeem myself?
If it's cool, it doesn't count. That was the whole point.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about esports.
You know, great all
transition.
The cool kids.
Transition, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool. It's a very cool kid topic.
Yeah.
So what are we watching for the subject of esports then? Like,
yeah, we're going to watch a clip. This is a fun one because, I mean, esports is, that's a hard one to like sell to people.
That's kind of overall, and it's also like it's something that's like, well, I'll talk about it. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're going to see what she gave versus somebody else at Evo a couple years ago. And yeah, it's a real funny clip because the guy was like, should I explain it? Or
yeah, you can. No, yeah, we'll talk about what we're going to see before we.
Yeah, but like, yeah, they're fighting. The guy's celebrating. And
what game are they playing?
They're playing one of those fighting games.
Oh, it's a fighting game? Okay.
Yeah. I forget. It's like Guilty Gear.
Overwatch or something.
Guilty Gear. I don't watch Overwatch. That's for nerds.
Fucking nerds.
Just pissed off George's roommates.
I legit get pissed off about Overwatch and how popular it is. And
well, friend of the show, Steve Squire, from our Avatar episode, just started a podcast about the Overwatch League.
Fuck that. So lame. Yeah, it's so lame.
I know. I told him I was going to plug the show, and he could audibly hear my eyes roll, but and now I can't remember the name of the show. It's Overwatched. That's what I thought it was, but it's over. I'll text him and I'll ask him again, but I'll plug it later. I'm sure it's good. I don't know much about Overwatch, but listen to it. It's on YouTube. Watch it. I don't know how you would consider that, but okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll watch this fighting game, and we'll come back.
Guilty Gear, I think it is.
Guilty Gear?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
It's like, yeah, it's cool.
Okay. I mean, hey, you're the one defending this.
Yeah, hey, look, I watch it.
Yeah.
It's at Evo, which is like the biggest fighting game tournament in Vegas every year. Okay. And I always follow that because it's pretty interesting. And
like the highest level of talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Justin Wong, legends. You know, you got legends there, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Team Liquid, I think, is... shouts out.
This is all.
I know it's hard to. If you play a game, you can. The competitive side I always find interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so find a game you like, see if there's a competitive scene and follow it.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. Let's go take a watch. Let's take an Overwatch.
No.
No, no, no.
Those are for nerds.
I do kind of want to play Overwatch now. I haven't played it. Ugh.
Never played.
Oh. And we'll be back in a minute. I'm just waiting for the chorus. Mona, 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 R.I.P. Evil.
That was epic.
It was very epic.
It was incredible.
We're loved by, beloved by nerds. So yeah, we just watched. So what did we watch? We watched, what was that first game again?
That was what she gave versus someone I don't know.
Okay, what are you standing for or something like that?
Yeah, what are you standing up for?
He stood up to celebrate, and he didn't realize he had a second round.
Yeah.
And then
the other guy
lost.
Yeah, the other guy whooped on him.
Yeah. And then we watched 2016 QuakeCon Evil versus, what was his name again?
Rafa. Yeah, for SK Gaming.
SK. Represent.
Yeah.
SK Rafa.
SK Rafa.
If that was
SK, cool,
if I was
cool,
on
cool,
team Rafa. SK, I would name my player, like my, what's it called? Your handle?
Mm-hmm.
My handle would be Eat. E-E-T.
Nice.
So my Skeet. Name would be, yes.
That's incredible.
You put it together right there. I can't believe it.
And I would be right behind you with Ulrich.
Skullrich?
Skeet Ulrich.
That's not how it works. Mm.
Skeet Skullrich.
My name was Smokin' back in the day when I played competitive Counter-Strike.
Oh, you played competitively? Okay, we'll get right into that. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we were called Team MySpace, and we played in like online leagues like Cal, which was the online league in America. Yeah, and we were terrible. We were called Team MySpace. This is like 2004 Yeah,
I've never played Counter-Strike. So
Team MySpace is the Bad News Bears of esports.
Yeah.
Basically. The real underdogs. Yeah, did you go to Japan?
No, I went to...
That's the best one.
I went to Cleveland. I was at...
Bad News Bears go to Cleveland. They found a way to get worse than Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, I play competitively in games. That's kind of why I watch it now. Like, I don't play competitively anymore because I'm about to be 29 in 9 days. So
I've had sex with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had sex in a car outside of VLHS.
We had a very long conversation about this.
So basically, done it all.
Yeah, I had sex with a woman, so they automatically disqualify you from esports.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have sex with a man, too. It's 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
if you have sex, you can't play in esports.
You've had sex with something that wasn't an animal.
Yeah.
It got weird. Sorry.
Is it a choice or but are you born that way?
What, competitive gaming?
No, choosing sex or esports. Are you born and you're like you have sex for a while and you're like, actually, I want to play esports. And then you stop having sex at the moment, or is it like a genetic?
I think like a lot of it is kind of genetic. Like it's kind of like, you know, your basketball players, like they're just good, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing is like, so I was never, I've always viewed esports as kind of like, just like, it just reminds me of like, it's the same as like watching like PewDiePie or like game commentaries or anything like that. It's like, it just makes me, it reminds me of when I was a kid and I go over to my friend's house and they have a better system I'm just like, and they'll sit there and I had shitty friends. So, I mean, there's that, but like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, they'll say, you can play as soon as I die, and they die. And they're like, no, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you can play as soon as I die in this time. And then I just sit there watching and I'm just like, can I play now? Like, I just like, that's the whole point of a video game.
Watching video games are great though. Like, I mean, and by the way, I stand with PewDiePie. And
is that a thing?
Oh, he said the N word.
Oh, okay.
But he's playing he's playing Battlegrounds, which is
a
very hard
South Park
game.
So it's okay.
I kneel at Logan Paul. So
shouts out to the Paul brothers.
I'm racist, so it's fine.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Sure. I also just watch people play them. Like, but I don't do commentaries. I don't do anything like that. Like, there's a really great channel called the Survival Horror Network, and I'm too scared to play like survival horror video games, so I watch them play it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, like certain survival horrors are almost better in that sense. Like watching. Mm-hmm. Someone play, like I'm playing Until Dawn right now.
Okay.
And that game is basically a movie. Like your choice is determine certain things, and that's kind of what makes the game.
Yeah.
But something like that, I could understand. Like, it's kind of, especially if it's condensed.
Yeah.
I guess I like movies. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm coming from. Yeah. But like that game is not a game, really. I mean, it's, you got choices and stuff like that, but it's pretty on rails.
You would
like,
prefer an esports league of Telltale games?
See, that's the thing is, I don't
just watch the story.
I don't really like playing the Telltale games. Like, I mean, they're good. I mean, like, I've played The Walking Dead. I think I played a little bit of Jurassic Park, and they're fine. They're cool, but
yeah.
I just want to watch the thing.
Right.
Like, if you're gonna tell me a story, just tell me the story.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like getting the like choosing your own adventure kind of thing is fine. But that's really what it is. It's like the choosing your own adventure book.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like, and that's cool. I don't know. I guess it's better. It's more artistic than a Goosebumps choose your own adventure kind of thing. But
I'm with you, Aaron. Like, I like watching video games most of the time. I never got into watching esports because it's like a whole nother league where I have to like learn people's names and teams and follow standings and stuff. I don't even know. Do they have standings? Like,
I mean, sure, they have rankings like for different websites and stuff. I don't really care about that. I just have the teams I like or the teams that are good, and I follow that. Like the finals of the major, those are like the majors of the thing. Like, but yeah, I like watching it. It's good for, I watch them on Sundays where I'm like hungover and I'm laying on my couch.
It's your football.
It's my football. Yeah, because I don't watch the Browns. I can't, and I don't want to.
Who does? Honestly, like.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out, Mike Polk. I don't even believe you watch them.
I stopped watching them ever since Isaiah Kroll took that knee. I can't stand political opinions in my entertainment.
Yeah, I don't like that they take opinions, just but kidding. I'm also going to belittle them by saying, who cares about their opinion?
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
I feel like that's part of it, though, like having a ritualized aspect to it where it's like, it's Sunday. This is what I do today. It kind of like makes it a thing. And it's kind of like a whole day where you like wake up and like, oh, maybe let's go get some breakfast before the game starts or like.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's kind of I'm coming from a part of I don't like sports and I don't like watching video games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't have that. Like, a ritual for me is like, okay, so I'm going to go see Star Wars again. If I can get out of bed, like, that's my ritual.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I don't think me and George will be friends. He doesn't like watching people play video games and he likes Star Wars.
And I'm racist.
And he's racist. So.
That's a big, that's a big wrench in the works.
Yeah.
But, I
hate to stop myself. I'm sorry.
Are you about to say something racist?
Probably.
Say it.
Yeah. Monkey wrench.
Oh, damn it.
That's the colloquialism. Like, colloquialism.
That's a pretty touchy word right now, monkey.
That's why I said it, Devin.
H&M.
Yeah.
It's ironic detachment.
Foo Fighters.
Everybody's sick of that.
I don't want to be your monkey wrench.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm better than Nirvana. Because I'm not.
Yeah, but yeah, I like watching esports and watch people play horror video games. But I don't watch the commentaries; those are for nerds. Like, I'm not trying to have an internet friend.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's why people watch the commentary things with the little guy in like on Twitch or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to.
Oh, I love this personality. Yeah,
yeah, they're not good personalities.
That's the thing. It's like my brother's all about that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. I'll come in and he's just watching, like, PewDiePie or just people playing, like doing playthroughs. And I'm just like, I don't like, and he's playing a video game while he's doing it. And I'm just like, okay, so like, it's cool to an extent.
Yeah.
But it's also like if it were a podcast, like it's just audio based.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Like if it were almost like a commentary while you're playing your own game.
Yeah.
I feel like that would maybe get confusing, but I don't know. I feel like that's the whole game commentary thing is just weird to me,
because
games are supposed to be like really personal, like regardless of how, like even the on rail stuff, like the Telltale games or something like that, it's like it's personal. Like, I mean, the games are about how they make you feel in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just like I'm hack and slash or whatever.
At that same time, those emotions can be conveyed though, through, like, that Quake match was fucking insane.
It was. It was fun.
That,
it
like,
was, like,
got my heart pumping. Like,
I feel like it's kind of a national or international version of, like, hanging out with your friends and having a game, and you're just, like, having some beers, and someone kind of pulls an upset. Yeah. And that kind of stuff is, like, it's fun, but it's not something I would watch alone. You know, like...
I've watched... I have.
You have down. You have made fun of nerds so much today.
Many, many women come over to my house and was like, "Hey, let's watch Rafa versus Evil at QuakeCon 2016."
That sounds epic.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I'm never alone when I put on the old esports game.
Never alone when PewDiePie's in the house.
No.
QuakeCon and chill.
It's in your Craigslist post.
Yeah,
you're in town for a few more days. You got time.
Yeah.
That's it. Does sound so fucking epic though. Like the fact that it was like it's fucking our hero Rafa up against it all, up against evil
against
itself.
Evil,
who's an insane fragger.
When you told me to type in Rafa versus evil, I'm like, that's the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
Evil what?
No, it's evil.
Or just evil.
Yeah, that's his name. That's, yeah.
I mean,
it's a new really dark Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles spinoff.
Yeah.
I thought it was Ash versus Evil. Just
Evil Dead.
They're alive.
Season 2.
No, but it, like, I get into it. I have to say I was a shitty friend to my brother growing up, Mason.
Calling you out, Mason.
No, I'm not calling him out.
No, I'm calling him out.
Oh, okay. On what?
Attack of the Clones sucks.
There you go.
He shouted, "It's a good movie," while drumming at the show the other week. Attack of the Clones is a good movie.
But no, I was the shitty friend that made him watch me play video games most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then it was passed down to me. It was like, because dad was the shitty friend that made me watch him play video games. But I loved it. I think Mason liked watching me. We both like got into it because it was like you were cheering for. It was like those videos of commentary, except you could talk to the person because we're sitting in the same room.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Like watch my dad play like Tomb Raider or something like that or whatever. And like Mason would watch me play like Nintendo games like Mario 64 and Donkey Kong 64 and stuff. And, it can be fun, especially like when it's a party of fighting games or that's the other thing. Sports games, esports, like EA Sports, esports. When I mentioned this to Claire.
like FIFA and stuff.
Yeah. Soccer wouldn't be the first sport I mentioned.
Yeah.
I like the graphics on the FIFA stuff.
We're in Browns country, baby.
Yeah.
The Madden.
Madden,
NBA 2K.
Yeah.
All that shit. Like that's.
Is there still NFL 2K stuff?
I don't think they make NFL 2K. Okay.
I was really into NFL 2K2 on that. Yeah. On Dreamcast.
Madden made the best football games.
I'm sure, but I like the Dreamcast version because I could turn off offsides and I could just stand right next to the
You turn that shit off on Madden 2, couldn't you? I don't know. But, that gets so meta. Like, there's these leagues based around, like, 2K where, like, now they have official partnerships with actual NBA teams and stuff for like their esports league in 2K. And that's like so crazy meta. Like now are they going to start selling merchandise?
Oh like, yeah. They still sell jerseys, like players' jerseys.
Really?
Stuff. Shit. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mainly in Counter-Strike. That's, where they sell, like you can buy like the guy who plays for NIP, which stands for Ninjas in Pajamas.
That's amazing.
You can buy Forrest's jersey.
Is it like a basketball jersey then?
No, they kind of look like
soccer jerseys.
It's
not like the band Pepper where they're just like all their shirts are just basketball jerseys and you're like, go fuck yourself. You're not even as good as 311.
No, they're really ugly.
I'm sure they are.
It's like anyone who buys that is like a virgin, and that's these are facts.
I mean, ninjas in pajamas.
Yeah, ninjas.
They're not even
pajamas.
Ninjas in disguise.
No.
Would it? To me, I get this vibe from esports where it's like all of the rest of professional sports leagues are like the NBA, And esports in itself is like the ABA. Like they're just like this emerging sports league where like
amateur basketball,
they know what they want to do, but they don't really know how to market it that well. Like the going back to the commentators, like these people aren't trained in broadcasting.
Oh my God. I can't believe he put that rocket launcher up his butt.
These players don't have PR people, like the marketing, the jerseys, and everything.
It's all done through servers.
And even like the presentations, like the Evo or the QuakeCon or whatever, like the guy running the mic, like the MC for the night, didn't even know there was a third check to give out.
Like, oh yeah, there's a third place. Like, this guy who rolled up one of his pant legs.
But it's an emerging league. Like I feel like it's gonna take time to figure that out. It's like new horizons.
Yeah, I've been following esports off and on since about 2002 or so. Mm-hmm. And they've always been trying to make it to the next level. And we kind of at a point
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
They're kind of at a point where like they're trying to do it. Like Shaq has an esports, like he bought an esports league esports team.
Oh, wow.
And like a lot of NBA like players are buying like esports. There was like some story saying it's going to be the next big thing. It won't, because I've been hearing that since like 2002. And I mean, you can't get like somebody just coming off work to watch fucking Overwatch or something.
You're not gonna have people at the bar buying hot wings and sitting down and watching Overwatch.
No, it's not.
I mean, you'll have some people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not gonna have the crossover appeal that something like basketball has.
Yeah, like
because it's so ingrained in our culture.
Yeah, it's like $20 million to buy an Overwatch league now. Like Blizzard,
really?
Blizzard finessed the hell out of some.
I mean, Blizzard owners. They know how to sell stuff. They can keep Overwatch going for 2 years.
Yeah,
like the fact that it's just like.
And it's a shitty game.
It's fun. I'm not good at it, but I have fun playing it.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's whatever. I'm also someone who doesn't get esports, and I don't like. I get that there's like levels to certain things.
Yeah, like it's like, the skill.
Super
level.
Smash Brothers is the same thing. It's like I have fun playing Super Smash Brothers. Yeah. I'm not gonna pay to watch someone play Super Smash.
Also
Brothers.
Also for nerds.
Like, yeah.
Nerds like, play that shit. Like, seriously. You gonna watch Smash Brothers? Really? Really?
I'm kind of getting offended. What are you talking about me.
What are you doing with your life if you're watching Smash Brothers?
That's like, true.
Seriously.
I used to.
I was watching Quake, nigga.
watch a real game. Yeah.
My brother, like, I hear my brother talk sometimes and he'll be like, new Smash? I'm just like, I know. I want him to be talking about vaginas.
Sex. Yeah, sex. Yeah, Smash.
But he's talking about Pokemon and like Super Smash Brothers. In my brain, I associate Super Smash Brothers with Pikachu. Because that's all I main is Pikachu.
Okay.
I learned that word, main. I learned main from Steve Squire, friend of the show. Nice. And they're Overwatch because one of the mains is D.Va.
If you and your brother smash the same girl, you're Super Smash Eskimo Brothers.
We've already been there. We are Super Smash Eskimo Brothers, and I'm not happy about it.
I don't know if I am Mason. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Devin, let's talk about all the women you've had sex with that your brother has.
Nah.
Yeah, then don't bring it up with me.
Shouts out to my Eskimo brothers, Tanner. And
Wait, his name is Tanner or he tans?
It's one thing to be an Eskimo brother with somebody. It's another thing to be an Eskimo brother with your brother. That's the issue.
Whatever. It's 2000.
That's where it's weird.
It's 2018, you know.
True. But also, I live 5 feet very away from him.
Sex positive.
Yeah, we sex positive.
I am very sex positive, but I live 5 feet away from my little brother, who is now my Eskimo brother, and it's gross.
Actually, I heard it's bad to be positive in sex. It's not a good... words put together.
That's actually blood.
Well, okay.
It's a blood thing, not a sex thing.
You can learn that by listening.
And
to
neither
detox.
Of us are gay, so we can't really, you know.
Oh wow. And this is it's a cut point.
Oh, please edit that out. Please edit that out, George. Oh wait, that's me. I don't know. I mean, in terms of like, so what is your situation with esports, Devin? Do you like sit down and watch it ever? Like, do you
No, I remember like watching a few of the like funny viral videos in the past, like Leroy Jenkins and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
classic.
Yeah, like everybody knows that shit.
Yeah, that's like just a viral video though. I don't think that's like esports.
I've never really sat down and watched video games be played. Like, I'll watch here and there, I'll watch like some speed runs and stuff like that. Or like,
yeah,
I just want to go watch like the amazing, I want to watch the highlights. I don't know if I have enough to like, maybe it's worth it though. Cause like to wade through the terrible to get to like some amazing moments or.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to be in it, you know, yeah. Like, cause like I don't watch every match. That's
you
craziness.
Watch them live.
No, that's craziness.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just watch them because they usually fall on the Sundays, like the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch final matches and I watch, like, not even live, really. But, like,
hey, you wanna I'm watch into the it. Best.
Yeah, I watch the best of the best. I don't have time for the bottom fraggers. You know, I only watch top fraggers, you know.
What's, watch that hard R.
please. This is a racist show.
Top fraggers.
There we go.
Yeah.
What are your games that you watch? So obviously we watch Quake.
We watch Quake, yeah.
What else do you watch?
I watch Counter-Strike mainly. I think that's probably it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's about it. Counter-Strike and Quake.
So you like shooters and...
Shooters, yeah.
I'm assuming Counter-Strike's first person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, so you don't watch... I mean, I don't see why you're talking shit about Overwatch then. Because
it's true. It's lame.
It's more strategy based, I guess. But
it's like a ridiculous game, right?
It's cartoony. Like the style is very cartoony.
It's cartoony, and it's not a good. They've been working on it, but it's not a good spectator sport. Like
I could see that.
Like, because you two teams can have the same character.
There's so many people on a team too.
It's 6v6.
Yeah,
you know, like there's a lot going on, and it's just not good to watch.
Yeah,
it's okay to play though. Like I played Orville. I own it.
I might actually pop it in when I get home, but actually I probably won't because it'll take fucking a year to download updates.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never played Quake. So like, I'm so like, I watched this and I thought it was fun to watch. Like it was
one of the best matches ever though, too.
Okay.
Keep
so
that, keep that in mind.
That's okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a definite down point on your defense because I thought it was fine. Like it was like, okay, if there's more like this, then cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's, Quake's an old game.
Yeah. I mean, cause you were saying, I thought it was like 2000s. He was like 98 or so. Like,
yeah.
And the more history you build something, the more highlights you'll.
Yeah. But this acquire, is 2016. You know? This is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More good shit will happen. There was a Michael Jordan. There was.
I'm
a
sure.
LeBron
I'm.
James.
I'm not. Yeah. I guess I'm. I kind of am disparaging esports, but I mean, yeah. I mean, you look at sports highlights from the 20s, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, the guy hit 4 home runs. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's the best.
MVP.
Yeah. Like.
In one game, that's still pretty good.
What do you think the equivalent of steroids is in esports?
Oh, yeah. Adderall.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Adderall is like a big thing in esports.
Is it banned?
No, not
it
right
can't
now.
Be banned. They fucking have ADD and Asperger's. There's no way you could ban Adderall.
Ban prescription medication.
Yeah. But there's like classic stuff, and like especially in Counter-Strike where like, there is, because the Swedes are the best at Counter-Strike or at that period. And it was like kind of the finals and the like American team was trying to like beat them. Like American team beating the Swedish team is like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they're going to do it. But they were all the Americans were on Adderall and they had like the chat. Like log or like you can listen to it and it's just them just yelling at each other and then they were like, yeah, we don't remember that match whatsoever. But like, it's a lot of it's alcohol abuse a little bit and
that seems counterintuitive.
Yeah,
I'm 3 beers in and I'm kind of like, I definitely couldn't play Quake. I mean, I'm not not that I could play Quake. Like
these are
I couldn't play as good. No, I get that, but like there's no way I could play anything or do anything as good drunk. I mean, I guess there's the Wade Boggs episode of Always Sunny where he pitched a perfect game or whatever.
Ron Artest still played pretty good. He just only he got in a couple fights in the NBA.
Meta World.
So I mean or it's a what's that move, that documentary about that Pittsburgh Phillies team that like he pitched a perfect game on acid.
Yeah, Don
Oh yeah, what was
it? No or something like that. Is what it's called. Yeah.
You did.
I need to watch that. It's
a good documentary.
Yeah. I've heard it's really good. Yeah. It looks good. I never really thought. I never even thought like there would be steroids until I just kind of like
Adderall
threw it out of my mouth. Like that's weird.
There's injuries, which that baffles.
Well, like carpal tunnel.
He's mainly a sniper in Counter-Strike, and he had like a elbow injury or something, and he had like the
because it's like, all PC like usually, right?
Yeah, it's on PC. So like he had the sleeve on his arm, and it's the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, oh, he's not playing well. That injury must look. It's like, motherfuckers.
I mean, hey, give me I'm not gonna downplay like certain, like, I'm a fucking bitch when it comes to like pain.
Yeah.
So like my back's hurting. I'm gonna fucking, like, right now my back's hurting.
Yeah.
Kinda, like, slouching a little bit, but
you're like looking at your watch. We gotta end this episode in like 5 minutes, otherwise I'm gonna
cannot
have to
sit like this in this wooden chair while you guys are sitting on a comfy couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that part, but also fucking nerds, man. Like,
yeah, they are nerds.
I would picture the imagery I would envision would be like just players during a match randomly breaking out into an epileptic seizure.
Does that ever happen?
I think that's entirely possible, but I feel like if they were to do that, they would know that and they probably wouldn't be where they're at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're to the point where like games are, like, a lot of, especially Nintendo games, have like the epileptic seizure notice at the beginning of their games and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, these are professionals.
They've
been there before.
Yeah, I feel like diabetes might even be a thing.
Oh yeah,
like if you get low blood sugar in the middle of a game,
because if you're
playing professionally, you're not just chugging Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You know, like you're fucking working.
You're drinking balls. You know, that drink. Remember that drink?
I don't know that
was the best drink ever. Oh my
balls?
God.
Balls?
Oh balls,
yeah.
They used to, I could only ever find it at Comp USA.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
What is balls? Is it an energy drink?
BAWLS, yeah. Yeah. It was like kind of tasted like Sprite Remix a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like Sprite Remix.
Yeah.
A blue bottle with like bumpy
hand. I remember Nas.
Grip, yeah, whatever.
Nas was a drink that was based on the Fast and the Furious. We did it. We got Fast and the Furious in the episode.
It was based. That drink was literally based off of that movie.
I believe so. Yes, because that's what they use.
That's a real life thing, though. Too that didn't come from Fast and the Furious.
But Fast and the Furious 100% made it popular.
Don't people huff Nas like the stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a nerd.
Oh, I don't know. Nitrous oxide.
Yeah, like
nitrous oxide.
They have
like
tanks in their cars.
Yeah,
right?
I don't. I guess it is nitrous oxide. I didn't even think of that. So you definitely huff nitrous oxide.
Yeah. I work with 3 dubstep DJs. I did at Walmart.
You could have just said, "I know 3 dubstep DJs." You're like, definitely huff.
I used to work overnight at Walmart, and I worked with 3 dubstep DJs, and they all had Nas tanks. And one good thing to tell a dubstep DJ is that their music sounds like Moby.
What's wrong with Moby?
No, they don't.
Moby's
like
really good.
They don't like it. I was like, yeah,
Moby's good.
Yeah.
I think I'd take that as a compliment. There's a reason
like
Moby's where he's at.
They're weird about it.
No, I get it. Yeah. Dubstep's garbage though, so it's fine.
It's done, right?
I hope so.
I don't. Yeah, I haven't heard.
As much as I love From First to Last, I fucking hate what's his name,
Steve Aoki.
No, the dubstep guy. Skrillex.
What's his name?
Sonny Moore is Skrillex, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a long conversation about From First to Last today. dubstep's fucking garbage. I want to like it. Like, it seems like it'd be right up
my
alley.
You have to be on drugs.
Yeah, but I don't do drugs, so like, there's that.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I did drugs.
Me too.
You guys don't do drugs?
I don't.
You got the molly.
I'll do mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Nice.
Guys, I have some nitrous oxide I've been hiding.
Oh, sick, dude. Did you get it from Vin Diesel?
Actually, I did, yeah.
Dude, why didn't you fucking tell me you knew Vin Diesel?
I don't know him. He just, like, showed up.
He just gave you nitrous oxide?
Yeah, he just showed up. He's like, hey, your family now.
Oh, my God. Your family?
Family.
Yeah. That was you do a better Vin Diesel than me.
You're breaking my heart, Devin. You're literally breaking my heart.
Dude, I don't know. You fucking creeped him out. You sent him your hair.
I did send him my hair, but it was like out of love.
There's blood in there.
I love blood. What do you want from me? What does he want from me? I just want him to love me. Triple X Return of Xander Cage was a really good movie, and I put it in my top five of the year.
Shout out to the Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick? Come on.
Yeah.
You're saying that as a joke.
Yeah,
Riddick is sick as shit.
I've not seen any of those.
What?
No.
We watched Pitch Black for the podcast. It's great.
Oh, nice.
Riddick is even better. Chronicles of Riddick can suck a dick. It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. I don't know. I've been saying suck a dick a lot recently. I don't know why. It's not me.
I don't know. Because that could be an insult or a welcome invitation.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do mean it as an insult, and I don't usually do that. So I don't know why.
Well, that is sex negative, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sex posy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sex posy.
Mm-hmm.
I've stated that before.
Yeah.
You guys got anything else about eSports? I got nothing.
I'll just say that give it a chance. No, I don't know. It's the worst thing. It's the about me that I watch people play video games, not just esports. Like I watch mainly on Sundays. Like I'll just go watch people play video games, like a game I'm not gonna ever buy. And I don't know why I do this. And it's the least cool thing about me. And
you are pretty cool.
I am super fucking cool. And,
you got an art sweater.
I do. The worst is like I have a homie over and like they go on like YouTube on my PS4 and then they look at like what I've been watching and it's like
Yeah, mine are usually like fetish videos I'm trying to put in the incognito thing that I haven't put in there yet.
Yeah. But I don't know. It is what it is. Like I mean you watch the cool stuff. Watch cool stuff like Quake or Counter Strike. Other stuff like League of Legends, those are for fucking nerds, and they don't deserve the spotlight they get. Or like Dota, like who fucking
the fuck is Dota?
Dota, it's like a real time, it's a MOBA.
Like MOBA.
MOBA. It's stupid.
Multi online.
Dota's a MOBA.
Dota's a MOBA. Yeah. Dota 2, but yeah, it's for nerds, and it's not cool at all, and it's not fun. And you gotta learn shit. Like, if I gotta learn shit to play.
Anyone who kind of listened to this podcast just on, like, from a hashtag that we put in this thing, and they're just like, ooh, esports? Finally, someone who's justified my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, fucking nerds. Yeah. Just fucking just idiots.
Fuck Overwatch.
Fuck
Overwatch. It's all Counter Strike all day, baby. We've been running it since 2002. You already know.
That's what I was gonna ask you. So, esports has been a thing. You've been watching it since 2002.
Yeah, that's when I got into esports.
How? Streaming video was not like even really a thing in 2002.
Well, they would upload like I don't know how I got into esports.
Just like download videos. Like
yeah, you download videos off a couple websites and you just watch like top pros because I wanted to get better at Counter Strike.
Yeah.
So like there was like Heaton, which was like the god of spray in Counter Strike. I'm losing everybody. And
or gaining people. I don't know. Winning them back.
Yeah. But like I would watch a lot of Swedish demos and and then I joined a team and a team MySpace and we're still friends on like online to this day.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's and, good.
Which is pretty cool. Like I think we're planning a meetup. We're all going to meet.
That's cool.
Eventually, because we've been online friends since like 2003.
You never met in real life before?
Never.
That's 15 years later. Are you kidding me? That's good.
Yeah, like, yeah. So I think we're going to do a meetup or something, which is cool. Like that's you meet people who are weird. They have kids and shit now, and it's like it's so crazy that we just used to hang out and voice chat all day, and I know stream music and yell at each other and
just hang out on LimeWire.
Yeah,
the newest System of a Down song.
Oh, dude, Chop Suey is huge. Huge.
If finding mixing it with, like, I don't know, AC/DC, because you heard your friends really liked it.
It was a lot of, like, Trust Company. Do you remember that band?
Fucking course I love Trust Company. Yeah. I mean, remember Trust Company.
Yeah, it was a lot of, it was like butt rock era rock. Yeah. It was like,
2000s were the worst time for music.
Puddle of Mud, a lot of that.
She fucking hates me. It was great, my mom's song. Favorite song.
Great song. Your mom's smart. It's a great, I like the one about S&M. What was that one? S&M. Got to feel you. You got to feel
me. Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Dude, I listen to that album all the time, and I can't remember what, yeah. Oh,
great song.
That and Silver Side Up by Nickelback were like my middle school repeats.
Oh, yeah. There's great, great era in rock and roll. Back when rock, back
and
when
Lincoln
rock
Park.
Was, yeah, back when rock and roll was dangerous and existed. Rock and roll is so dead right now. It's so crazy.
Well, at least we got Dave Grohl still.
Yeah,
he's Foo Fighters.
You know, the guy who definitely doesn't suck.
Did you see their SNL performance?
No, I did not see their SNL performance. Yeah, I saw it, Devin. I'm the coolest guy in the world. Can you tell which side I'm on?
I can make a guess, and it's that no, you did not see it.
I do not like the Foo Fighters.
Oh, well.
Everlong, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That was like 20 years ago.
They played it on their SNL performance.
Did they do the rocking version or do the soft version, which I hate?
They did the soft version.
Oh, God.
And they had it just Dave out there doing it. And that led into their Christmas medley, which was closed out by a heavy fucking cover of the Charlie Brown song.
Nice.
It was fucking... I liked it.
I like Dave Grohl. Like, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
He just bugs me. Like, the whole cult of Dave Grohl really bugs me.
Why? Because people like him?
Because he hasn't made good music in a long time. Like, he's made catchy music. He's very good at making, like, pop rock seem easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what he puts out is just not good.
But he's a good person, and he does.
Yeah, no, he's like
anything.
I don't know what that is.
That was my soft Everlong impression, where he whispers it.
Everlong's a cool song. Like, I mean, like in the late '80s or late '80s, the late '90s, they were
feel cool.
I really liked that music video when I was a kid. I was like, oh, it's Nightmare on Elm Street, no shit. Yeah. But there's also a little Evil Dead 2 in there. Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, we definitely need to do a Foo Fighters episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into final thoughts. Devin, what is your... is esports a hit or a miss for you?
I got to go with a hit. Like, yeah, that was pretty exciting. I got to say, I liked it. I've always liked watching video games. Because, like, at a party, like, I will be good playing video games for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Until I start sucking at one, and then I'll just like go over to the corner and watch good people play it and get into it and cheer for sides and laugh when like my sore loser friends lose, and then we all make fun of them, and it's fun. Yeah. So I don't know, it's a hit for me.
Cool.
Like, yeah, nice. That was fun. I'll probably watch more. I'll probably stick to the highlights.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe I'll check out like a finals match or something one time.
Yeah. Majors are always cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably wait till like an Overwatch major or something. No, don't. I've never played.
We'll
that
talk
game.
To Steve.
I've never played that game and probably won't ever.
Monsieur Baron.
Yeah, it's a hit. I love.
I hope so.
Yeah, man, it's a miss. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what, George, you're right. George, that's what I hope.
Yeah, but. Yeah. No, it's cool. I think it's important. Like, if you play video games and there's a competitive scene in it, to watch it, because you know you play that game, and just to see it on a higher level, like, even those video games, like, these people are like way better than you.
Yeah.
And they play 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they treat it, it's their job. Like, it's interesting, but it's fucking nerdy as shit, and I hate it. So.
Honestly, I could say the exact same thing you said and still say it's a miss. you know, like, watching the video you showed us, I was probably going to say it was a hit, but then once you said that it was probably one of the best games ever, I was like, okay, so it goes nowhere but down from here.
That's fair.
I just can't, like, I can see it, but it's definitely not for me. Like, I had fun watching this one. Like, you know, we kind of, we watched the beginning and the end, basically, and then I was so fascinated seeing how these people talk to other human beings. But I don't know. It was all right. I just, like, there was something about, like, I can see the craft in, like, he knows every angle of what this map does. He knows the structure of this thing and its head and where it goes. And
he knows
what,
where his opponent is.
Teleport thing goes to where. So, I mean, there's stuff I admire about it, but it's the stuff that I admire about it is the same thing I admire about actual sports.
Sure.
Where it's like, yeah, there's strategy and there's, you know, physical prowess and whatever, but I don't enjoy watching it. Like, it's kind of the yin to the sports yang of, like, I hate these jocks, you know? It's like, I hate these nerds.
Yeah,
so I'm just fucking, they're too much, and, like, I can't even imagine what that room smelled like.
Yeah, it was bad.
I've been to Comic Cons and it's awful. Like,
dude, fans run up to him to sign their mouse pads.
Oh my god, that made me hate it more.
Like, sign my mouse pad is like a saying in esports. Like, oh, sign my mouse pad. Yeah,
yeah. You frame a mouse pad?
Yeah.
What is the framing? Like, what kind of frame do you...
Well, if you sign it, they frame it and stuff.
Like, yeah, well, no, I'm trying to think of what kind of frame. I guess it'd be an 8x8.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't.
I like framing things. I buy posters a lot, so... yeah, I don't know. It was fine.
I mean, once you get into, like, the scene and, like, players and, like, your favorite kind of players and their play style, like, the matches are... There's a tons of great... exciting matches, and, like, there's a huge history of Quake, like Fatality, who put America on the map. All right, I'm gonna stop talking.
No, you're good. I get it. Like, I mean, it's kind of
nerd.
Yeah, it really is the same way as sports. It's like, you know, you have the shot or the throw or whatever. It's like, you have those things. It's just louder, and everyone's mics are blowing out.
Yeah.
Just, oh my god.
Yeah. No, there's tons of great. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or something, I'll just post links of great commentary from esports, because they're so bad at it. And it's like they have commentators who are like fans, they're not impartial whatsoever. It was like, oh, you can't get Justin Wong. it's like what are you doing, dude? Like, just call the match.
One non-partisan sports broadcasting.
Well I mean thank you for coming on. You opened a whole new world to me. You're my Aladdin to my Jasmine in this one. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Follow me on Instagram, Aaron Ohio is for lovers. Just type in Aaron Ohio, comes up. And
do you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast called Aaron Ohio is for lovers.
Yeah, so there you go.
And I just interview my friends and get drunk, and it's not really good. Unless you're in the Southern unless you're in the Southern California punk scene, that podcast has...
What's wrong with that?
No.
Southern California punk scene is, I'm sure, pretty cool.
Yeah, I just interview
anybody.
Especially
in Cleveland. You fucking branch out, man.
Yeah.
Listen to it. What is it again? Sorry.
Aaron Ohio is for lovers. We're on SoundCloud. I'm moving soon. Moving to hosting soon. But I interview just people, locals, like people who aren't in bands, who just been in shows forever, which kind of like luminaries.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll interview them. I interview bands. I interview anybody.
Yeah, and that's cool. You bring in a Cleveland aesthetic to LA.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys listening, like, even if you're not in that scene, like, Aaron, you've always been like a funny personality, entertaining guy to talk to. So thanks for coming on. Like, people should listen to you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I make it funny, and
good.
That's cool.
Devin, you got anything?
I really don't at the moment. Follow me at News on Devin on Twitter, at Devin Newsom on Instagram. Follow us at Second Chop Pod at gmail.com. One of those
Did you
email
forget
websites.
About it? It's not Dre.
You forgot Sick. About Gmail. Follow us at Second Chop Pod on Twitter and Instagram. All those good sites, Facebook.
Give us a call at 216-309-0942.
Yeah.
If you want to call and harass us, like Bruce or Gail.
Yeah, Bruce or Gail, get back at us. Or, like, if you want to be on the show, just, like, call or email or shoot us. Find us on Facebook personally or on the Facebook page for the show.
Yeah, we're always open to people if you want to listen or if you want to call in, we can... You can Skype in if you want.
Just like be on the show. Yeah, like do
we have the backflips we've gone through for some of these episodes just to get them going, like driving through a snowstorm. I feel like Skype or something. If you're out of town, you're more than welcome to come on. Just give us a call.
Podcasting is hard, guys.
It's really hard. It's really hard being a white guy in America, Devin. Yeah.
That's why we got to vote our guy in again in 20? Yep. Vote our guy in.
Trump 2020.
Trump 2020.
Thank you. I just watched that.
His 2020 vision, too.
The new Letterman vision. Interview with Obama that popped up on Netflix today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's really good. Letterman's got his own. It's like a monthly show now.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about this, actually.
It's,
yeah.
It's good. Like, I mean, there was a weird, like, I feel like he didn't get a full hour out of Obama because he's probably so busy. Yeah. So there was like interstitials of like him going to Selma and stuff. But like it's really good. If you like Letterman, he's more honest. He's more, he almost cries at the end, which is nice. Like seeing him, Letterman as a human being, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he kind of don't.
He's never been a human on.
Well, he's been so goofy and like, and he's still goofy, but he's like a great interviewer. I didn't realize that. Like, I don't know. I took him for granted, but...
Watch old clips of Letterman. That's what I want to plug.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch, like, 80s Letterman. I never really...
Yeah. What's the guy? He's a comedian.
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott. Yeah. Watch the Chris Elliott Letterman stuff.
It's the book, The Man Behind the... or Underneath the Stairs or whatever it's called. It's really good.
Okay, yeah.
Chris Elliott's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I love Chris Elliott. He's great.
He's great. Yeah. Well, we will be back next week. I'm not exactly sure. I think we might be talking about Incubus. So this is going to be real awful.
Also, I want to plug my band, Best Death. I forgot that.
I'm
in a band
now.
We're called Best Death, and we're very...
Best
Death.
Okay.
And we sound very California indie rock, but we're changing that now because I'm writing songs now.
You play a mandolin?
Yeah. No, it just sounds like Burger Records shit. No, we don't. No.
Burger Records?
Yeah, fuck that shit. I hate that shit. fuck Burger Records. Motherfuckers come to our spot and don't want to pay, and you fucking own 3 record stores. Fuck you. We out here.
You heard it here first.
I don't know what you're talking about. Burgers. I heard Burger Records. I immediately went to the Beach Boys.
Yeah. So. It all sounds like that Sunshine fucking garage shit. Fuck that. We don't sound like
that. I love Best Coast. They're my favorite band.
Fuck that shit.
Okay, bye. I fucked it up. No. We're recording this in live.
Okay, bye. Bye. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. Yeah, that's right. You had to have a last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night.
We don't have a little Easter egg thing, so this is what it's going to be. I fart from my butt, and I talk through my mouth, and I burp out my butt. And this is our Easter egg. Devin had something, but he didn't say nothing.
I was just thinking about farts coming out of mouths and burps coming out of butts.
Well, burps are just fart mouths. Mouth farts.
Where do your queefs come out of?
vagina? What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you queef through your nose and you sneeze out your badge.
That's you.
A puss sneeze.
You're going to hear some music in a second, and then we'll get going.
All right.
I can't hear the music.
Devin, okay? Seriously? What was your name again? I'm sorry. I'm really bad with names.
Aaron
Moyer.
Moyer.
Baron no. Lawyer.
Baron Lawyer.
Darren Sawyer.
You know I'm going to introduce him as Baron Lawyer now.
Baron Lawyer, that's fine.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.